Today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. We are up to the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis. The previous Mishnah discussed being machshir a wine press that a guy was mezafes because of the yayin nesach that's mixed in with the tar. This Mishnah is going to talk about other kelim that you buy from a guy and is going to be mechadish that not only does it need to be kashered, but there's something called tevilas kelim. So halokech klei tashmish min avdechavim. If someone buys kelim that are usable for seuda from avdechavim. Any kli that is ra'ui to be machshir through tvila, meaning that doesn't have any blios of iser in it whatsoever, it was only used for cold, so yatbil, then all you need is tvila's kelim, you don't need to kasher. Lahagil, but those kelim that were used with boiling liquid, yagil, then you need to kasher with boiling liquid. Lilabin ba'or, those that were used with direct fire, yilabin ba'or, you need to kasher with direct fire. Hashapud v'ha'askela, if you have a spit or like a grate of a barbecue, melabnan ba'or, they are used with direct fire, therefore you need to kasher with direct fire. Hasakin shafavihi tahora, a knife you would sharpen and it would be tar. So the main point of this Mishnah is very clearly that kibolo kachpolto, that however it was used in non-kosher use is what you're going to need to do in order to kosherize it. Tana v'kulan tzrichan tevila barbaim sa. But no matter what, no matter how it was used by the guy, it's always going to require tevila in a mikveh. So minani mili, how do I know that there's such a din of tevila b'mikveh? Amar Rava d'amar Krak, as the pasuk says when it talks about kelim that they took from Midian in the war, it says kol davar asher yavo be'esh taviru be'esh v'taher, that whatever is used in fire they have to pass through fire and then v'taher. What's v'taher? Hosef chakasav tahara acheres, that there is this other tahara, and that other tahara is tefillah b'mikvah. So the Gemara explains that you don't need to do a sprinkling of efer paraduma, of mei paran and mei chatas. Tani bar kaparim itoch shenemar b'mei nida shomei anish sar chashal shlishi yishvi. From the fact that the pasuk says ach b'mei nida yischata, so I would think that you need to do hazav shlishi yishvi like you do by a kli that became tamei from a mace. So tamalomar ach chalak. That's why the Torah says ach to sort of separate it out and to tell me that there's a difference between being a chlamydian, which was used by a guy, versus something that became tamei to a mace. Imkein matam lam b'mei nida. So then why does the Torah say the phrase mei nida, which sounds like it's got to be sprinkling? Mayim shenida tovelas ben haviyomar abayim sa. It's coming to tell you that the kind of water that it needs to be exposed to is the same kind of water that a nida would be tovel in, which is 40 sa'a of water. So Rava had explained previously the din of tevila for a kli that's bought from a guy is based on the pasuk of v'taher, whereas Bar Kapara says we learn it from b'mei nida. So why do I need both of those pasuk, both of those words in the pasuk, v'taher and b'mei nida? V'istrich l'michtav v'taher, v'istrich l'michtav b'mei nida. Because ikas v'taher, if it only would have said v'taher, havamina v'tar kaldehu, I would think even just a little bit of tahara, meaning to be matvil even in a mikveh that doesn't have 40 sa'a. Because rachmana b'mei nida, that's why it has to say b'mei nida. V'ikas rachmana b'mei nida, havamina harav shemesh k'nida. And if it would have said b'mei nida, I would think that putting it in a mikveh, you still have to wait till sunset till it becomes tahar. So kas rachmana v'taher li'alter. That's why it says v'taher. Then right away it becomes usable as soon as you do the tevilas kelim. So I guess main point over there is we have two psukim that teach us about tevilas kelim, v'taher and mei nida, to tell me that you need 40 sa'a. But as soon as it has 40 sa'a, as soon as it's dipped in the mikveh 40 sa'a, it's perfectly fine. Amrav Nachman Amrav Baravua, afilu kelim chadashim b'mashma. This din of tefilas kelim is even if you buy a brand new kli, da yishanim v'libidon kechadashim damu. Because if you take a used kli and you kasher it, it becomes like a brand new kli. V'afilu hachi by tefila, and yet we still see that you require tefila. So maskal thorav sheishas, ihachi, if that's true, that you need tefilas kelim even on brand new kelim, because afilu zuza desarbalanami, even scissors that they cut, that they shear a sheep with, should also require tevila. I'm like, no, klesuda amurim beparsha. No, the pasuk that teaches me about tevilas kelim is in the context of klesuda. It's clearly talking about only kelim that are used for a seuda. So the Gemara explains, Amar of Nachman Amar Barvua, lo shanu ela belakuchim ekamais v'shaya. The din of tevilas kelim is only kelim that are purchased from a guy and now belong to a Jew, like by Midian, where you got them from a guy, now they belong to a Jew. Aval she'ulin lo, but if you borrow a kli from a guy, there's no need for tefilas kelim, because it's still the guy's kli. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, zoven mana demar demeovit kavim, he bought a kli that was made out of earth from a guy. Savralat bila, and he thought maybe he had to tovel it. Amar lehumei rabban Rabbi Yaakov Shmei, ledi mefarshin limine de Rabbi Yochanan kli matachos amun beparsha. No, only metal kelim require tefila, so you don't need to do tefila on klei cheres, on any kli that's made from the ground. Amar Rav Ashi, hani klei zechuches, hol kimishtabri yesh lan takana ki kli matachos damu. That a glass kli, since it can be fixed if it breaks, so it's considered like a kli matachos and not like a kli cheres, which cannot be fixed if it breaks. So we're learning a number of halachos relating to tevilas kelim over here. That first of all, a borrowed kli does not require tevila, and second, that tevila is only required on metal midaraisa and glass midarabanan, but not on cheres. Kunya, a kli cheres that has a lead lining, and use it for cold. Pligi beravacha veravina. Chad amar kitchila. So one of the Amoraim says that we view it like it was originally made, which was cheres and does not require tefila. Chad amar kesofa. And the other one says no. We look at it like it is right now, and right now it has a metal lining in it. Vilchsa kesofa. And the halach is we view it like it is right now. Ibayilahu mashkanta mai. What if a guy lends a Jew money and he gives a mashkon keneged? I'm sorry, borrows money from a Jew and the guy gives as a mashkon. As a collateral, he gives some kli. So the Jew wants to use the mashkon. Does he have to tovel it? Is this considered something that belongs to the Jew, or is it considered something that belongs to the guy? So I'm Marbar Avashi. Abba mashkon le ovid chavim kosla de kaspa. My father Avashi once got as a mashkon a silver cup va'at belay, and he tovelled it v'ishti bay, and then he drank from it. V'lo yadani imishum de kusavr mashkanta b'kisvini damya imishum de chazilov chavim de daite l'shakue. And I wasn't sure if he holds that every mashkon would have such a halacha, they have to tovel it, or he realized that the guy was never going to pay him back, and that this was going to remain his kli forever, and that's why he toveled it. So we're not sure. Okay, so main point again, we have a machlokes, or an uncertainty, whether a kli that's received as a mashkon from a guy requires tevila. Tanur Rabban, we have a braisa. Halokech klei tashmish mina ovdik chavim. If someone buys klei su'uda from a guy, Dvarim shelo nishtamish bahen matbilan vehin tahorin. Things that the guy never used at all. All you need to do is tevila, and then it's perfectly fine. There's no kashering necessary, just tevila. Dvarim she nishtamish bahen alidei tzonein gon kosos v'kitonios v'tzlochios madichan matbilan. Anything that was used only for cold, so rinse it out, and then you do tevila vehin tahorin, and it's fine. Dvarim she nishtamish bahen alidei chamin kigon hayaros v'akum kumosin l'machami chamin. Magilin matpilin vehein tahorin. Those things that were used with hot liquids like kettles and things like that, you need to do hagala with boiling water and then tovel it, and it will be tahor. Dvarim shen shayim shen al yidei or kigon ashvudin vaaskalaus milabdan matpilin vehein tahorin. And whatever is used with direct fire, like a spit or like a barbecue grate, is going to require libun, and then you tovel it, and then they're going to be fine. So says Gemara v'kulin shen shayim shen ad shaloyat bil v'shaloyat. Any of these kelim that you use before toveling or before kashering, tani chada asu. There's one brisa that says that it's asur, v'tani idoch mutter, and the other brisa says that it's mutter, and it's not really a steer or lo kasha. Ha command the amarnosin tamlef gam asur. Ha command the amarnosin tamlef gam mutter. That we're dealing with kelim that have blios that are more than a day old, so we assume that whatever tam they still have that will be imparted into your food is a tamlef gam. So the question is whether Nosin Tamlif Gam is Asr Mutter. Umandiam Nosin Tamlif Gam Mutter, Gilev the Chavim Dasrachman Echimishkachsa. Well, if you hold Nosin Tamlif Gam is Mutter, why do we ever have to kasher anything? Just let it sit for 24 hours. Some Ruchi Bredafun, Lasr Torah, Elekadera, Bas Yom, and Delav Nosin Tamlif Gam. Yeah, you're right. We only have to kasher when it's within the first 24 hours, because it's not yet Nosin Tamlif Gam. Mikan Ve'elach Lishturi. So says Gemara, okay, great. So then after 24 hours is up, you shouldn't need the kasher anymore, and you should just be able to use the kli. Says Gemara, Gezeira Kedera Sheina Bas Yoma, Mishum Kedera Bas Yoma. This was a Gezeira Midrabanan, that we're afraid that if we allow you to use the kli after 24 hours without kashering, you'll come to use a kli even before 24 hours without kashering. V'idach k'der b'syom and nami mifkam pagma. And the shita that disagrees and holds that nosin tamufkam is aser, how are they going to learn this din from this pasuk? You could say the Torah only aser klei midyan when it's bas yoma, where it's nosin tam l'shvach, but a tavshil that's cooked on that same day is not aser. Nah, he holds that even within that same day, it already gives a little bit of a tam lifgam. So anyway, so I guess the main point over here will be that even if nosin tam lifgam is mutter after 24 hours, you still need to kasher your kelim because midrabanan, lest you come to use it within 24 hours without kashering. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on daf ayin vav amin aleph at the words rami lay over there toward the top of the page.